And right now we're talking with Father Ray, a pastor of St. Teresa's Church here in Albany. Good morning or afternoon or whatever time of day this is.
That people are listening, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening.
This is going to be on in the morning or the afternoon or the evening. We don't know when, you know. I mean, we do know, but we don't know when they're listening.
Such wisdom.
All right, so now WTOA has been on the air for 2 years, and we're now just sort of entering into localizing the programming.
That is correct. It's taken a while for us to do, but, you know, there's been a lot that we have to learn about running a radio station. And thanks be to God that we've had the good fortune of airing the EWTN radio network.
Yes.
And what they've been able to provide for our listeners. And now we are just at that point where we're ready to take on some time, not 24/7.
You don't want to sit in here 24/7?
I don't think I've got the time or the people have the ears to listen to me for 24 hours a day.
So as we go local, why don't you help out our listeners a little bit and and talk about some of the things that go on behind putting a local broadcast on.
Well, you know, I think we're hoping that a message from myself and from Father Chris and things that are going on in our church. You know, everybody loves to hear what's going on, and for those who are unable to join us in worship, who are able to catch us on WTOA, they will find out more about our church, about our programming, about those things that are important to our Catholic faith.
Well, hopefully too, especially for those folks who maybe have trouble getting to the church building or being as active in the parish as they might otherwise like to, maybe because of illness or distance or whatever, this can actually bring them in and make them feel more of a part of the parish.
Well, that obviously is one of the reasons why we have WTOA. It's a great evangelization tool for us to reach out with many different varied programs that attract some people to and distract others.
Well, you know, because it's done at all levels. There are programs that are on the station that are especially appealing to those who are very, very deep in the faith and are experienced in all things liturgical and whatnot. And there are some that are aimed more at, for lack of a better word, the beginner, mm-hmm. beginner Catholic, if
right,
you will.
Right.
But there, you know, the one thing that I notice about the EWTN programming is that it is very much, it has to be. It's national in origin. It's very, very generic. And what I think we hope to do, localizing it, is, you know, making this thing that we hear on the radio nationally, come alive in our own parish. You know.
Yeah, that obviously is the point of having a radio station. It's also good for us to be able to expand on our own diocesan events. You know, not everything that we do here in the parish will be obviously broadcast over WTOA. We're hoping that a lot of things will, but there's a lot.
We will not be broadcasting confessions, for instance.
No, not that I'm aware of, especially not my own. but, you know, the bishop has messages, and there are masses, and there are events and things that the diocese does that we're very proud of. And we want that also to be aired on WTOA.
Absolutely, and we shall. You know, and at the risk of sounding a bit like, say, public radio or public broadcasting when they do some of their programming bits, this does not come free of charge. You have to pay for electricity, you have to pay for the power, you have to pay for the tower, you have to pay... I mean, this is a bit of... a formidable task.
There is an expense to having a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week broadcast with everything that's in here. It doesn't look like much, but it certainly is an expense added, but a good one, because sure, we don't know who listens necessarily outside of those in our own church who say they listen to WTOA. But the reality is that, you know, there could be a lot of non-Catholics who somehow, maybe through the grace of God, tune in, maybe by accident even, mm-hmm, but hear something that God will speak to them, whether it be something that we here at St. Teresa's is broadcasting, or even something that EWTN is broadcasting. So, I mean, we can never put a limit on the value, especially the evangelization value of a radio station. We're one of, I think, only two others in the diocese that actually has a radio station. And so we're pretty lucky here, and it's a great tool for us to begin to use and to involve more of our own programming.
You know, earlier this year we had a, I guess you would call a Pew survey, if you will, and ask people their thoughts about what they'd like to hear, or you know, what they listen to or not listen to, and what are their thoughts in general. And one of the things that people mentioned, they said, can you increase the power? And this would be a good time to explain, we really can't. I mean, you can't, because the way we got this license, the way we got this radio station, was when the FCC opened up this sort of window for what they call low power FM radio stations. But even our low power pretty much covers the city very nicely, and even up into Lee County sometimes.
I've been surprised when I've driven around Albany and around the county how far we actually do reach. And that's, you know, I mean, I don't know if that has anything to do with a cloudy day or not. I'm not sure how all that works. But I do know that, you know, it would be wonderful if we could expand it out, and hopefully in the near future we'll be able to connect this in online.
Right, that would be the thing. We can't necessarily increase our power on the radio waves, but it can be streamed on website, for instance, and we can hook that in. Of course, that's developing, and that's coming up in our future plans to do that, so that you could just, wherever you have internet access, you could just go onto our website and have a listen.
That's right. So besides me and Steve here, my mom will be the third person listening to what we're doing now.
and where is mom?
Up in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, yes. Okay. So as the old saying goes, you ain't from around here, are you?
No, but I think for the most part I've picked up the southern drawl, and nobody seems to know that I'm not from here.
How are you with grits these days?
I'm still not eating the grits. I've tried them, so don't flood my mail with boxes of grits, please. y'all can have as much as you want.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story while we move into the next thing. You know, grits is by day I teach English, and grits is what is known as a sort of a collective noun. It sounds like it's plural, but it's one thing. It's a singular dish, right? And so when I first got to Georgia many years ago, I was trying to be cool. You know, trying to be cool, because I was from the Philadelphia area. I had never heard of grits. I didn't know grits from anything. I knew not of grit. And so the first morning we're in the restaurant, the waitress says, "Well, what would you like to have, sugar pie?" First, I didn't know why she was addressing me as sugar pie, but I figured out later that that's a common kind of thing. I asked for scrambled eggs, bacon, and home fries. Well, they didn't have home fries, but she says, "Well, we don't have home fries. Would you like some grits?" And I was trying to be very cool, so I said, "Well, I'll try one." And, of course, she said, "Honey, you can't just have one grit." So, yeah, I learned about grits. Still don't eat them, though.
Yeah.
But that little deviation aside, let's get down to the... Here it comes. This is what you call a segue in radio. Let's get down to the nitty
gritty. Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. I went there. I sure did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, among the things that we do, that we plan, we have a lot of plans for the radio station, a lot of, including making this what we're doing now, kind of like, this is almost like a magazine radio show. We have, you on here, Father Chris will be on here, Mrs. Hatcher from the school will be on, different people will be on as different episodes of the show go on. In almost like the bulletin come to life, or the parish come to life on the radio. But one of the things that, you know, that in doing all this, of course, it takes time, energy, and here comes the public radio thing. It takes money, and this is an expense. What are some of the ways that we're looking at to try and cover these expenses?
Well, I've already sold one kidney, and I've got the other one up for sale, so if anybody's interested.
Do you still have the leftover fruitcakes from the last...
I do. I do, and we're going to order some more, I think.
Okay, good.
No, you know, the running a parish, this is just one small aspect of finances, of something that can... require a lot of money or a little money, you know. And if we want this to be a successful tool of evangelization, then we have to, you know, be able to fund it and fund it appropriately, which means we have to have some staff, we have to have people who are willing and able to talk about their ministries, so that oftentimes people hear things that they like and they want to support. This may be something that you're listening to now saying, finally, I'm hearing something from my parish, you know. Why haven't I heard something before? Well, because it's cost some money, you know. And I hate talking about money sometimes, but I don't shy away from it because it's a stark reality of this life.
A necessary evil, as it were?
Well, you know, money is what it is. It's what you do with it.
In a sense, it replaces bartering for goods.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, I give you some grapes, you give me some tomatoes, or something like that. You know, we can't trade everything we know and do, so it replaces that.
It does, you know, and so, but this is an opportunity for us to grow. Sometimes you may hear of parish-based or school-based radio programs that are just, you know, hitting it out of the park. They're broadcasting the masses, they're broadcasting the sporting events, they're broadcasting everything that's going on. And eventually we would like that to happen here.
Sure.
But we need the right equipment to be able to do that.
Yeah, I do know that people who, for instance, are not well versed in radio broadcasting, they really do that. We'd like to hear the mass on the radio. We'd like to hear our mass on the radio. Well, you know, and that's a great idea, but it is not as simple as walking in, sticking a microphone in the middle of the church, and then aiming the other end of the microphone to the radio station. You know,
yeah,
it really is a bit of an investment to do such a thing.
And it also doesn't replace the actual going to mass.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So what are some of the things? I know you have a project coming up within the parish that's going to be aimed at, for lack of a better way to phrase it, increasing the coffers.
Well, you know, I've been here as the pastor for 4 years, and we've never really had a program for us to really encourage and challenge our parishioners and ourselves to look at what we contribute to the church, you know. We have done an exceptional job here at St. Teresa's, but unfortunately, we've lost a lot of our big-time givers. Some have moved, and many have died. And it's never right that others should not give, you know, or that people should depend on those who, quote, have the money to support the good works of the church. It's everybody's job. It's all of our job. And so, you know, we're going to take a serious look at our own individual offertory and what we offer ourselves to the good works of the church and how our money is spent and on what. If you think of all of the programs that we have, you know, from our prayer group with prenatal care and pregnancy all the way through our meals for those who have died and for the families and the support and every single group in between. Our parish has really done wonders, but I think we've slipped a little bit because of the generosity of a few people, and now we look and say, I think it's time for us to really seriously look at, what am I spending my time on? What do I spend my treasure on? You know, what am I spending my money on? And where are my talents being best used? And these are the questions that I believe that, you know, when we're called forth from this life to the next life, that's what we're going to be judged on. What did we do with our time? How did we love God? How do we worship God? How do we pray to God? What are those things that we do personally to increase our relationship with Jesus Christ? And how did we help those in need? And who are those in need? Well, everybody has a need one way or another. And this is something that's very important to us. And for us to continue to grow as a parish, to grow as a school, to grow in youth ministry, to grow in our senior ministry, and to grow in all kinds of areas, we all know it takes money. It takes time. It takes effort. And so, in the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about our ministries. We want to make people aware of what's going on. We want people to understand how God has truly, truly blessed St. Teresa's Parish here in Albany. You know, a lot of the priests in the diocese don't realize what a hidden gem this place actually is. And in a letter that you'll all be getting pretty soon, I even put that I believe that's why Father Stanton stayed here 25 years. So.
Well, it is a good place to land, that's for sure. Absolutely. So that'll be coming up. I assume there will be some homily time tied into this.
Of course. Of course. Of course. And that's why you need to stay tuned if you're unable to come to church.
That's right.
Because we don't want you to miss anything. But we'll mail you something for sure.
For sure. So watch your mailboxes. Prepare for Sunday homilies and search your heart. Search your heart and search your soul and maybe open up your time, open up your talent and treasure, as we always like to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's next for you?
As far as tonight?
No.
dinner.
Well, let's see. We're coming up on the end of the liturgical year.
We are. And so there's a lot of things coming up. Some things that I'm not ready to share, but things that are connected to a lot of requests that parishioners have had over the years. Maybe I'll just slip and say something that there might be a change in some mass times and even adding more Spanish ministry type for our Hispanic brothers and sisters and more confession time, because we find that there is a great desire for people to want to seek out the Lord in that relationship through the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And so there are, you know, there's a lot coming up, along with the completion of the columbarium, which is the final resting place for those who have been cremated, with all that coming through. And so there's a lot going on. Plus, growing next year will be our 12th grade. And finally, we'll have what so many people over the many, many years have said they've wanted, which was a full high school. Can you imagine that? We've got a full high school. I mean, that's just...
And would you have thought maybe even 10 years ago that we would have had one?
Probably not. But I'm glad we do.
Yeah.
And the response is, you know, it has been fantastic. And just the growth of the numbers in the school. And, you know, when Susie gets on, I'm sure she will talk about that as well. So there's an awful lot going on. You know, Neighbors in Need, St. Clair, that's going to be a whole other issue, a whole other topic. All of the good work that they're doing down there is our youth ministry. goodness. I mean, the scouting program is just blowing up here, you know. Monday nights, this place is a madhouse with all kinds of Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and kids running all over the place. It's fantastic, you know. And so we've got a lot of good things going on, and it's nice. You know, St. Teresa's is no longer the hidden treasure in Albany, you know.
Still a treasure, just not hidden anymore.
Right. We're not the best-kept secret, and I'm grateful to so many people for that.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Father Ray, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. God bless you all.